Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Today's episode, we are going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to first start off with a list of 10 vocabulary words, and then I will read you an article. And the article is about basic human motivation or drives, like what motivates us to do things. What are the driving forces in our lives? Okay. And the first word on the list is instinct. I-N-S-T-I-N-C-T. A natural automatic feeling or behavior that is not learned, but is present from birth. Instinct. Number two, preserve. To protect or keep something safe and in its original condition, preserve. Necessities, things that are absolutely needed, like food, water, and shelter. Necessities, N-E-C-E-S-S-I-T-I-E-S, necessities. Number four, subtle, not obvious or easy to notice, quiet or restrained. Subtle, S-U-B-T-L-E. The B is silent in that word, subtle. Five, aspirations. Aspirations, strong desires or goals for the future. Aspirations. Six, self-actualization. Self-actualization, the process of becoming the best version of oneself and achieving one's full potential. Self-actualization, the process of becoming the best version of oneself and achieving one's full potential. Seven, transcend. To go beyond or rise above something, often to achieve a higher state or level. Transcend, to go beyond or above, to go beyond or rise above something, often to achieve a higher state or level. Number eight, equilibrium, E-Q-U-I-L-I-B-R-I-U-M, equilibrium, a state of balance or harmony between different elements. Equilibrium, a state of balance or harmony between different elements. Number nine, materialism, a belief that material possessions and wealth are the most important thing in life. Materialism, a belief that material possessions and wealth are the most important thing in life. Number 10, sustainability, the ability to continue doing something over the long term without harming the environment or oneself. Sustainability, kechushuxing, I think in Chinese, the ability to continue doing something over long term without harming the environment or oneself. Okay, that is the list of vocabs, and now we're going to get right into it. So the question is, what are the two driving forces in human life? What are the two driving forces in human life? Okay, I'm going to include a transcription below in the description. And if you can't find that, then you can find it on my website, streetwiseenglish.com. But here we go. Human life is a complex tapestry of desires, ambitions, and needs. And at its core, two driving forces propel individuals forward. Survival and fulfillment. Survival and fulfillment. These twin forces have shaped our species throughout history, influencing our decisions, behaviors, and even the course of civilization. Survival represents the primal instinct to preserve one's existence, while fulfillment embodies the pursuit of meaning, happiness, and self-realization. This essay explores the interplay between these two driving forces in human life and their profound impact on our individual and collective journey. Survival, the primal instinct. Survival is the most fundamental driving force in human life. It encompasses the instinctive urge to secure the basic necessities required for life: food, shelter, and safety. Throughout history, our ancestors had to contend with hostile environments, predatory threats, and the constant struggle for resources. This inherent drive for survival has been hardwired into our genetic code through millions of years of evolution. In the modern world, survival remains a dominant force, albeit in more subtle forms. The pursuit of financial stability, career advancement, and access to health care are all manifestations of our instinctual drive to secure our well-being and that of our loved ones. These pursuits often lead to competition and can shape our values and priorities. However, the relentless pursuit of survival can also be a double-edged sword, potentially eclipsing the pursuit of fulfillment and happiness. Fulfillment, the quest for meaning. While survival addresses our basic needs, fulfillment transcends mere existence. It represents the human desire for purpose, happiness, and self-actualization. Fulfillment encompasses our passions, aspirations, and the pursuit of deeper meaning in life. This driving force compels us to seek out experiences, relationships, and accomplishments that bring us joy, satisfaction, and a sense of purpose. The pursuit of fulfillment is often intimately tied to our personal values and beliefs. For some, it may involve artistic expression, intellectual exploration, or spiritual enlightenment. For others, it might manifest through acts of kindness, nurturing relationships, or making a positive impact on society. The diversity of human pursuits on the path to fulfillment is a testament to our unique individuality. The interplay between survival and fulfillment. Survival and fulfillment are not mutually exclusive. They interact and influence each other in intricate ways. In the pursuit of survival, individuals may make sacrifices that impact their ability to achieve fulfillment. For example, working long hours to provide for one's family might limit the time available for pursuing personal passions. Conversely, fulfillment can enhance one's ability to survive and thrive. When individuals find joy and purpose in their work, they often perform better and are more resilient to the face of challenges. Furthermore, a fulfilling life can foster stronger social connections, which in turn provide a safety net during difficult times. Finding a balance between survival and fulfillment is a lifelong challenge. Society plays a crucial role in shaping this equilibrium by providing safety nets, promoting well-being, and encouraging personal growth. It is in the best interest of communities to support both forces, as a populace striving for survival without fulfillment may lead to a society marked by materialism and competition, devoid of deeper meaning. Conversely, a society that overly emphasizes fulfillment at the expense of survival can be unsustainable and neglect the most vulnerable. Conclusion: survival and fulfillment are the two driving forces that define human existence. Survival represents our primal instinct to secure basic needs, while fulfillment encompasses the pursuit of meaning and happiness. These forces coexist and interact in complex ways, shaping our individual lives and the course of human civilization. Striking a balance between these forces is essential for both personal well-being and the collective progress of society. In embracing both survival and fulfillment, we embark on a journey that transcends mere existence and allows us to explore the depths of human potential. That's it, my friends. Thank you for listening. Once again, I will include the transcript to this in the description or on my website. I offer one-on-one English tutoring, and I create this podcast to help you improve your listening ability and to learn new vocabulary and just to kind of water that English seed that is growing every day through consistent study. So thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. I wish you luck in your studies and in life and in reaching your own human potential. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.